Hello, welcome to the Guilt, Grace, Gratitude podcast. This is one of your co-hosts, Peter Bell. We're on our Catechism Saturday series, walking through the Westminster Confession of Faith. We're on chapter 3 today on God's eternal decree. But before we start this week's episode, make sure you've tuned into this past Monday, Season 5 of Apologetics, Episode 23, where Nick and I talked to Deb Harzma and J.B. Stump of the BioLogos Institutes on the critical question, aren't all Christians anti-science? How do we think about science? Can we accept science? What do we think about God's book of general revelation, being the world and everything we see, and God's book of special revelation, meaning the Holy Scriptures? In this past Thursday's book club episode, we talked to Dr. Lee Gaddis on his Crossway work, the 40-volume series of John Owen's works, all things John Owen theology, history, everything. For all you John Owen nerds or Puritan nerds, you're going to love this episode with Dr. Lee Gaddis. So let's get started. Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 3, God's Eternal Decree. 1. God from all eternity did, by the most wise and holy counsel of his own will, freely and unchangeably ordained whatsoever comes to pass. Yet so, as thereby neither is God the author of sin, nor is violence offered to the will of the creatures, nor is the liberty or contingency of second causes taken away, but rather established. 2. Although God knows whatsoever may or can come to pass upon all supposed conditions, yet hath he not decreed anything because he foresaw it as future, or as that which would come to pass upon such conditions. 3. By the decree of God, for the manifestation of his glory, some men and angels are predestinated unto everlasting life, and others foreordained to everlasting death. 4. These angels and men, thus predestinated and foreordained, are particularly and unchangeably designed, and their number so certain and definite that it cannot be either increased or diminished. 5. Those of mankind that are predestinated unto life, God, before the foundation of the world was laid, according to his eternal and immutable purpose and the secret counsel and good pleasure of his will, hath chosen in Christ unto everlasting glory, out of his mere free grace and love, without any foresight of faith, or good works, or perseverance in either of them, or any good thing in the creature as conditions or causes moving him thereunto, and all to the praise of his glorious grace. 6. As God hath appointed the elect unto glory, so hath he, by the eternal and most free purpose of his will, foreordained all the means thereunto. Wherefore, they who are elected, being fallen in Adam, are redeemed by Christ, are effectually called unto faith in Christ by his Spirit working in due season, are justified, adopted, sanctified, and kept by his power through faith unto salvation. Neither are any other redeemed by Christ, effectually called, justified, adopted, sanctified, and saved, but the elect only. 7. The rest of mankind, God was pleased according to the unsearchable counsel of his own will, whereby he extendeth or withholdeth mercy, as he pleaseth, for the glory of his sovereign power over his creatures to pass by, and to ordain them to dishonor and wrath for their sin, to the praise of his glorious justice. 8. The doctrine of this high mystery of predestination is to be handled with special prudence and care, that men, attending the will of God revealed in his word, and yielding obedience thereunto, may, from the certainty of their effectual vocation, be assured of their eternal election. So shall this doctrine afford matter of praise, reverence, and admiration of God, and of humility, diligence, and abundant consolation to all that sincerely obey the gospel. Well, thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Guilt, Grace, Gratitude podcast. Our Catechism Saturday series, we went through the Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 3 of God's Eternal Decree. make sure you tune into this upcoming Monday, Season 5, Episode 24, Apologetics. We talk to three doctors, two MDs and one PhD, so they have about 70, 80 years of combined experience in the medical industry. On the big question today, do Christians hate women's rights? And this is especially so towards abortion, issues around abortion, the science of abortion, abortion legislation, all this. All three have extensive experience. They performed multiple births, and they've talked to those who've performed abortions. This is a really, really both interesting, a sobering, but I think it's also going to be a really enlightening episode for you. And I think you can send this to your friends who may disagree with you because it's science-based. And this upcoming Thursday's Pill Club episode, where Nick and I talk to Dr. Elisa Weichbrotz of Covenant College in Tennessee on her upcoming Baker Academic book, Redeeming Vision, How Should Christians Engage, Look At, Digest, Talk About the Arts? And make sure you guys go to guiltgracepod.com for all things Guilt Grace Gratitude Podcast, as well as the Confessional Podcast Network that we started at confessionalpods.com for a bunch of great Reformed Confessional Podcasts that you can listen to, build your faith, and share with your friends. So we'll see you next week. Bye.